We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, you need to understand something. There are certain things that God may not require you to keep secret, but almost on every occasion that God reveals something that is not to be told and you tell it, it may never come to pass or it will be hindered for years. Be careful what you share. Be careful what you reveal when God reveals some things to you, and make sure that what He reveals to you is of God. Because I'll tell you the truth, the devil will tell you some things sometimes to get you off track. So, it's like Paul said, if an angel from God preaches any other gospel than that which I preach, he said, let him be accursed. So let's keep a balance and let's keep ourselves on the Word of God and in line with what God's Word says and make a decision to believe God and His Word. Now we're talking about believing God. Here's another thing that you must be willing to do. Be willing to do what is necessary to activate the promise of God, or what must be done to activate the promises of God. Now, you hear people sometimes, they say, well, I tell you what, I'm just trusting God. Well, what are you trusting about God? Well, I don't know. Somebody won't need to agree with them about something. Well, what promise are you basing this on? What basis are we agreeing on this? Oh, well, nothing in particular. That's what you're going to get. Nothing in particular. The reason is that the ability to cause the manifestation of that is in the promise itself. So if it's not based on a biblical, scriptural promise in the Word of God, it is impossible for you to have the Bible faith. It's impossible for me to have the Bible faith to believe that. So we must know what God's Word says. We must know what we're basing that on. We must know what God said about it. We must be fully persuaded that what He said is truth. And I'll tell you, the way to do that is to say what God said about it. You know, when the waves look like they're going to sink your boat, say it'll float and not sink. Like the song says, let the sick say I'm healed. Let the weak say I'm strong. Don't bow to the circumstances that the devil throws against you. Be willing to activate the promise of God. Now let me give you for an instance on that. Jesus 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Now, you may call it Luke 6:38. I call it Jesus 6:38. Philippians 4:19 is one of the profound scriptures. Paul said, my God shall meet your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's just like that He meets your needs just like you were already there in glory. Do you think your needs would be met if He was already there? Paul said, my God shall meet your need. And you hear people quoting that all over, but some of those people don't qualify. You know why? Because they haven't activated the promise. See, they can't have Bible faith that God will meet their need. You know why? Because they haven't done what the Philippian church did. They gave once and again to Paul's necessity. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go give to the Apostle Paul. But you see, there was giving involved. He said, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. He said, you gave once and again to my necessity, even sacrificially. So Paul was able to say to them, and my God shall supply your need. No doubt about it. Because he knew the will of God. He knew what God would do. But you see, some people haven't given. Therefore, they can't quote that scripture and have Bible faith in it because they haven't activated the promise, you see. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given. Well, that's a future tense promise, isn't it? Until you give. Then after you give, you say, thank God, because I've given, it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Now, wouldn't it be foolish to give like Jesus said to give? And then turn around and pray, Lord, if it be thy will that it be given unto me, let it be given unto me. There's no faith in that because you don't know the will of God. You have to know the will of God before you can have Bible faith. Because the faith is in the Word itself, and the Word itself is the will of God. I'm going to say this in many ways, you're going to get it. If I had a pitcher up here and said, I'm going to pour water out of this pitcher, if there's no water in the pitcher, you can't get any water out of it. But if the pitcher is full of water, you can pull water out of it. Now, if God's word is filled with faith, you can get faith by hearing it. If there's no faith in it, you can't get faith by hearing it. But there is faith in the word of God. So whatever promise it is that you are going to believe, study it. Run references on it. Find out everything God said about that promise. Everything that God said about it. Because that word is His will. If you have a New Testament, well, just turn right there to the front of it. It says, New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we'd say it today, the last will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the will of God. That's why Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. Because what you will, if the word abides in you, is what God wills. Now, I'm going to say that again. If the word abides in you, then what you will would be what God will. See, if the word abides in you, you won't be wanting somebody else's wife. You won't be wanting somebody else's possessions. You'll be desiring to enter into the provision that God has given you. You won't have to make a law and say, thou shalt not steal, because the law was given to lawbreakers. But you see, if the word abides in you, then you're not going to want to steal from somebody. If the word abides in you, then the will of God is in you. All things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Well, you've got to believe it the Bible way. The faith for it is in the word of God itself. And faith in that word gets inside you when you hear yourself speaking, quoting, saying what God said about you. That's the way it gets in you. Turn there to Romans, the 10th chapter. Now listen to what the Apostle Paul says. Let's start verse 5. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? Now, Paul said the righteousness which is of faith wouldn't say, who'll bring Jesus back that we can get this done? Do you think you'd get healed if Jesus came back in the flesh and touched you and said, be healed? Well, certainly you would. Well, Paul said the righteousness which is of faith wouldn't say that. What saith it? Verse 8. What saith it? The righteousness which is of faith says this, the word is nigh me, even in my mouth and in my heart. That is the word of faith. In other words, the righteousness which is of faith says, Jesus doesn't have to come back to do this. We don't have to get Jesus raised from the dead or reverse the process of death, bring him back from heaven, get him on earth in his physical flesh, blood, and bone body so that my needs can be met. The righteousness which is of faith says now that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father until his enemies are made his footstool, the Word of God is nigh me. Now see, the Word contains the will of God. And the Word of promise contains the seed that'll produce the manifestation of that promise in your life. So the righteousness which is of faith says, Jesus doesn't have to come back and do it. He has sent His Word. And the Word is as close to me as getting it in my mouth and speaking it into my heart. And Paul called it the word of faith. So all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. You shall receive. You ask in prayer, believing. The faith is in the word of God. The ability to produce that promise, whether it's healing, finances, answer to a marriage problem or situation, whatever it is, the seed of that is in the promise itself. Faith is the seed. It's the ability to cause the manifestation of it. But if you don't know what the Word said about it, it would be impossible for you to believe God for it the way the Bible says to believe God. That's why Jesus can boldly say, all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, he didn't say all things that you ask in prayer will happen. Because there's people praying things that are not the will of God. They pray foolish things sometimes. But if you'll hold fast to the Word of God, pray what God's Word says concerning the promise, speak what God's Word says concerning the promise, then that faith that is in the Word of God will get inside you. And that faith is a substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. What is it that's not seen? The answer to your problem is not seen. You see the problem, but you don't see the answer. You see the sickness, but you don't see the healing. Then faith is the substance of that. But it is in the promise. That faith is in the promise itself. God's Word is filled with faith. The faith is the seed, the divine energy of God that will cause the manifestation of that promise in your life, in the life of every believer that will claim it, proclaim it, speak it until the faith gets inside them, and then they will have the manifestation of what God said. Can you say amen?
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Trust you've been with us all this week as we taught the Word of God. Our CD offer this week is CD offer number 7233. It's entitled Cure for Doubt and Unbelief. It's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
Now, you know, we've all been in doubt at times, and sometimes we've been in unbelief. Sometimes it's hard to believe some things that you read in the Word of God. I mean that Jesus gave His life to redeem you while you were yet in sin or before you were ever born, that God sent His Son. But when you read the Word of God, it plainly tells you that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He sacrificed His Son that you might have eternal life. See, the cure for doubt and unbelief is the Word of God. You have to have the knowledge of the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 says that God hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Now, how do we know that God has given these things? Because His Word said that He did. And we must believe what God's Word said. This is the anointed Word of God, authored by the Holy Spirit. You need to know that God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Well, somebody said, well, yeah, I know that says that in the Bible, Brother Caps, but now here's what happened to me. Now, what you did, you just cast out the Word in favor of what you experienced. That's always dangerous. What you experience in life never changes what the Word of God says. It still says the same thing. And God has already given to you exceeding great and precious promises. If you can see it in the Word of God and get your faith locked onto it, you can have it. That's offer number 7233, Cure for Doubt and Unbelief.
It's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
We have a toll-free auto line, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.